Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. Neck long and the shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. Hands are on your lap. Your face is relaxed. Around your eyes are relaxed. Both sides of nose are relaxed. Cheeks are relaxed. Lips are relaxed. Inside of your mouth is relaxed. Both ears are relaxed. Behind the ears are relaxed. Top of the head is relaxed. Then now imagine the long straight line is coming down from above your head. Coming down and penetrating all your body, and the line is coming down into the ground and finally reaches the very center of the planet. By imagining this long straight line, your inner eye is wide open to all the directions, and you start sensing the space around you. Slowly bring your consciousness onto your breathing. A tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. Allow yourself to be quiet. Allow yourself to stop thinking. Next few minutes, at least, you don't need to do anything. You don't need to think anything. You don't need to prove yourself to anyone. You don't need to prove yourself to yourself. You don't need to be emotional either. There is no reason to be angry, sad, worry, anxious. Stay in silence. Surrender yourself to the moment. Probably we can say that the most important thing in our lives is to stop. Sometimes we can stop eating, we can stop thinking, we can stop our habits, we can stop working. So now it's a time to stop breathing and instead bring our consciousness onto God's breathing. It's not you to breathe, but God. God is breathing in front of you. Now God exhaling, and his exhalation is coming to you directly and entering your body. Now God inhales, his breath is coming out from your body through your nostrils or mouth. God exhales again and his breath is coming. His love is coming. His peace is coming. And he inhales, his breath is coming out with your appreciation and gratitude. So few more times, enjoy being a part of universal breath. You are completely accepted by this universal breath. You are perfectly, completely a part of this breath. Actually, you are accepted all the time. You'll be accepted forever. So, if we accept this fact, we can feel it and sense it. And noticed that we don't have any conflict. with anything anymore. And now come back to normal breathing, and you are still so relaxed. You don't need to do anything, you don't need to think anything, you don't need to prove yourself, you don't need to judge anything. As a part of God's breath, you are in silence, you are in peace. Now you start realizing that you are surrounded by so many people in your life. First, you look at the people in front of you. Who are they? They are probably most important people for you in your life. Your inner eye is looking at them, and you feel you completely accept them, and you are completely accepted by them. You love them. You are compassionate with them. You don't have any conflict, contradicted feeling towards them. You really want them to be happy. So in this peaceful state, you realize that you are accepted and you accept them. You love them and they love you. So here, you don't need to do anything. Enjoy being with them. They are part of God's breath. Like you, nothing is different from you. Now you notice that the space around you is starting to rotate slowly. So which way? Either way, clockwise or counterclockwise, just slowly the space itself is rotating, and then other people are appearing in front of you. They are coming from side to front, and you look at them. Can you see them without any conflict? No blame, no anger, no worry. No sadness. If you prefer, you just look at a single person, or you can look at many people at the same time. Anyway, you feel you accept that person or people completely, and you feel you are accepted by them or him or her completely. There is nothing to do here. There is nothing to think about here. There is no reason to be emotional here. There is no enemy. There is no hatred. Your mind is still so quiet, peaceful, tranquil, and beautiful. Again, space is rotating. Other group of people or another person is appearing in front of you. So observe your mind. You accepted them. You are accepted by them. You love them. You are loved by them. You don't see any difference, any separation between you and them. So you are still so peaceful. And quiet. One more time. Space is rotating. And another group of people appeared.
Thank you.
You can find so many faces. And your mind is not shaky at all. And one more time, the space is rotating and stop. And now, Bora, you yourself is standing in front of you and facing you. So you look at yourself as if you are looking at a mirror. Can you see yourself? Can you see your whole body? You know, you accept the being in front of you, and he or she accept you. You accept yourself. You love yourself. You forgive yourself. You realize that you are accepted by God bless. Actually, you are a part of God bless. So you are seeing yourself, and you know that there is nothing to do. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to think of. You don't need to fix. You don't need to make any effort. You don't need to try to prove yourself. You don't need to do anything. So just you are here and you are looking at yourself in peace. In quietness. This quiet mind is your strength. And this quiet mind has a power. Nothing can threaten this quiet mind. Nothing can affect you. So please make a decision. You keep this state of mind all the time. No matter what happens, no matter what seems to happen, you keep this peaceful mind. You keep this quietness. You never lose this. So with a complete acceptance, you literally accept yourself in front and all other people in you. So you are sensing everyone is approaching you and entering your body, and everybody is gathering at the very center of your chest. Everyone is here as a part of God's breath. There is no one outside of you anymore. No enemy. No one whom you are angry at, worry about. Everyone is in your peaceful, tranquil, beautiful mind. And you already decided to keep it. So you are not the victim of the world. You are the light of the world. All the world is in your mind. You hug and envelop all the world in your mind, like Maria. Like Archangel. Again, I'm not a victim of the world. This is from A Course in Miracles workbook, lesson 31. So, keeping this beautiful mind, put your head down slowly and come out of meditation, please. Thank you for sharing. So keep this in mind, even on a Friday, please be peaceful. Thank you.